Good evening and welcome to this evening's session of Jijun Lessons, Level 3A, Review 4 of 4 Lessons, here with Heidi, Patrick, Tai, and Yvonne. Thank you, people, for coming. I really appreciate it. And let's look at the warm-up. Warm-up says compare the two different places for rent. Okay, so let's look at the dialogue first between the two people. Okay, Zai, can you read here? And Patrick, you read. Okay, what is wrong with this? Wait a minute. Give me a second. Okay, Peter, Patrick, sorry, and Zai, let's read.
Okay, I saw that you had two places available for rent.
Yes, I have two places available for rent.
Could you tell me about the two places?
Sure.
Okay, tell us, Patrick. Tell us about this place.
A large studio, one bedrooms, refrigerator, AC included, $2,500.
Okay. What will you say, Tai?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the other one? What about the other one? Tai, would you like to describe this one?
Okay. Large apartment, two floors, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, garage, pool, near
Freeways.
freeways, and $5,000.
Okay, so when you are describing this over the phone with someone, you can't read them just the way they are. You have to add more information. So she says, "Could you tell me about the two places?" And he says, "Sure. The first place is a large studio. It is, or you can say it's a one bedroom large studio with a bath, and a fridge and AC are included. It costs $2,500. The next one is a large two floor apartment with three bedrooms, two bathrooms, a garage, a pool, and it's near the freeways. That one is a bit expensive. It's about $5,000. Okay, so you need to expand it when you're speaking. Do you understand what I mean? You can send this to somebody so they can read it, but when you're saying it, when you're saying it to them orally, you need to put in more words. Was that clear?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So, learning objectives. In this lesson, we will review, okay, talking about budgeting and expenses, and we also will learn about must and have to. Now, something that I tell everybody, and I just want to remind you, if you have any questions or something you don't understand or something that I didn't catch, I didn't see that you didn't understand it because I can't see you, okay? I don't know what you don't understand, okay? So please speak up. Leave a message if you don't want to talk to me, if you're shy, if you're embarrassed. If you want to ask a question, say it, okay? There's no reason to leave the class and then write bad comments, okay? Or something negative. Tell me whatever you want. This is why I'm here, okay? Or just leave a message. Now, in this lesson, we will review about budgeting and expenses, okay? And we will also use must and have to, and we will see the differences between them. All right. Now, read over the budget for the Parker's family. Okay, wait a minute. Let me take this out. Read over the budget for the Parker's family. Okay, can you see the whole page? You can see the whole page, I think, right?
Yes.
All right. So, Yvonne, would you like to read about the Parker's family, please? monthly budget and tell me their rent is 30%, their blah blah is, and so on. Let's do that.
Okay, this is monthly budget for Parker's family, and their 30% of their budget is for rent, and 30% is for groceries, and their 25% is children's tuition, and 5% for entertainment, and finally car insurance, which
Okay.
has 10%.
Very good. Great job. So, first of all, tell me, do you know what a budget is?
Yes.
Yes, what is it? Like,
How
give me.
you use the money in.
Right. Like, the money you control. Okay. Or, let me see. How you control your money. How, wait, you control your money. Wait a minute. Your money. For example, so it can be used as a verb. I didn't budget very well, for example. I didn't budget my money so well this month. But I can, that's as a verb. So, but I can also say, I'm on a tight budget. I'm on a tight budget means that I don't have a lot of money to spend. Okay. I don't have a lot of money to spend. Let's say Heidi says, hey, Elpida, let's go out for dinner and then go to a movie. I can say, that's a good idea, Heidi, but maybe another time. I'm really on a tight budget these days or this time. Okay. So we can also use it as a noun. That's what my point is. Any questions here? All right, let's continue. And let's read about the budget for the Wu's family. Tai, would you like to read about them?
Read over the budget for the Wu's family. Mortgage is
35.
35%, and the grocery is 25%. Child's tuition is 20%. Entertainment is 15%, and car insurance is 5%.
Super. So wait, do we say, Ty, the groceries is or the groceries are?
Groceries are.
Yes, okay. There's no grocery. Groceries. It doesn't come in the singular. Okay. Beautiful. All right. And we read about the Parkers. And we also read about the Woos. Okay. Now, we're going to need these pictures because we can't go back and forth. Okay. Give me a second. So check your chat box. I have sent you about the Parker's family. And now I will send you about the Wu's family. Just a moment. Okay. And take the picture for the Wu's family. And now let's go to page 7. So, which family spends more on groceries, Heidi?
Wait a moment.
Yes, take your time.
Groceries. The first page was cut. The name of them, their
Parkers.
family. Oh,
Parkers.
Parker's family.
Ah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. The Parkers. Okay. So tell me your sentence.
The Parker's family spends more on groceries.
Okay, so The Harkers. Harker's family spends more on groceries. Okay, and Patrick, which
Yes.
family spends more on tuition?
The Parker's family spends more on tuitions.
The Parker's family spends more on tuition. Okay, let me check something. So, tuition is 20% woos and 25% woos. Okay, you even have a stupid picture of me here. All right, let me see. Yvonne, which family spends less on car insurance?
La O's family spends less on car insurance.
Very good. The Wu's family spends less on car insurance. And Tai, which family spends less on entertainment?
The Parker's family spends less on entertainment.
Very good. Parker's family spends less on entertainment. Okay, that was great. So, we know the differences. We know what they spend their money on, what they budget their money on, who does more, who does less. These will remain here for you. You can come back to the recording and check them out. Now, look at the practice part. It says, answer the questions according to the fa two families' situations. You have their information. Tell me, Yvonne, why does the Parker's family spend more on tuition?
Because they have more children.
Because they have more children. Whoops, wait a minute. More children to pay for, right? And Patrick, from their budget, what can we know about their housing? From their budget, what can we know? What can we understand about?
The Wu family has a large portion of mortgage. Maybe they have their own house.
Very good.
However, the Parker's family need to pay for rent. Maybe they rent an apartment to maybe they live in a rent apartment.
Beautiful. Just a minute. You're very fast for me. Okay. The Parker's family probably rents an apartment. Why did you say that? Why
Because
did,
they need to pay for rent monthly.
Because they need to pay for rent monthly. Super. Okay, that was great. Yes, they have. Okay, yeah, you can't see that now. They have their own apart. They have their own home because why? They pay for a mortgage. So this is a loan they took from the bank. Okay, and then these people have to pay for rent, so it's not their own. All right, and let's go here. Let's go to practice. It says list your monthly expense categories and percentage of your budget. You don't have to tell me exactly how much money or exact information. Don't worry about it. Okay. So just tell me one thing, one expense you have every month, Ty. And it doesn't have to be real, you can be anything you want.
I pay for mortgage.
Mortgage. Okay. Mortgage. What percent of your budget do you give?
At about 30%.
30%. Super. Yvonne, tell me one of your expenses, monthly expenses, and how much percent out of your budget?
Entertainment, ten
10%. Okay. And Heidi, what about you?
I met my nail beauty. How can I
Okay.
say?
Nail salon.
Nail salon. I go to nail salon every month, and
How much of your budget?
maybe 5%.
5%. Okay. And we will talk about this again. I need to know. Patrick, what about you?
I need to pay online class monthly.
Online classes. All right. And how much out of your budget?
5%.
5%. Super. Okay. What takes up the biggest percentage of your budget, Tsai, and why?
Yeah, I think mortgage takes up the biggest percentage of my budget because
Because
I loan a big amount of money.
I owe a big amount, right? Okay, super. Very good answer. Because I owe a big amount of money. That's what you wanted to say, right?
Thank you.
Okay. Or you can say, I got a big loan.
Okay.
Yeah, or I got a big loan from the bank.
Okay.
Wait a minute, let me write it down here. From the bank. Okay, now, Yvonne, what takes up the smallest percentage of your budget and why?
My entertainment takes up the smallest percentage because I don't have time to go out.
Of my budget because I don't have so much time. You do go out,
Yes.
but not so much. So much time to go out. Very nice. Okay. And Heidi, what takes up the biggest percentage of your budget and why?
I think entertainment or eating takes
Or food.
all food takes on the biggest percentage of my budget because I live with my parents, so I don't need to spend a lot of money for living.
Yes, I understand. And Patrick, what about you? What takes up the smallest percentage of your budget and why?
My entertainment takes out the smallest percentage of my budget because I need to save money to buy a house.
Oh, that's so cool. So let me ask you, how old are you, Patrick?
At 25.
You're saving up money to buy a house? Wow. That is amazing. I mean, this is really honorable of you, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, I'm serious. For a young man to think so maturely, congratulations to you and your parents for raising such a boy. Very good job. Okay, so Heidi, how much money does it cost to do your nails in Taiwan?
1,500.
15. 1,500 NTN dollars, right?
Yes.
Okay. 5,000 NTN. That's good. That's really good. Okay. All right. Let me see. Let me see here. Can you see my screen?
No.
No, wait a minute. You can't see my screen. What about now?
No.
Okay, let me stop sharing and now I will begin again. Share here. Can you see it now?
Yes, but still in the lesson.
Okay, are we here?
Yes.
Okay, page 10. Can you see page 10?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Presentation, read about Michael's busy life. Okay, so Michael is a little confused, is a little stressed. Patrick, read from here to here, please.
Today will be a crazy day. In an hour, I have to arrange a meeting between our department head and the CEO, the CFO.
Sai?
Yes, I must get some coffee before then. I have to run to the coffee shop in the afternoon to pick up copies of our newest
Catalog.
catalog.
What's a catalog? Catalog, let me show you. Catalog. So when you go to the supermarket, they have little booklets of what they sell. I don't have a catalog here, do I? No. Let me share my screen and I will show you what a catalog is. If you go to a supermarket, to a bank, to IKEA, they will have many little booklets with what they sell in the shop, okay? So this is the new catalog for the furniture. It's a little booklet with a lot of information about something that shop sells. Okay. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. And let's go back. All right. And who did not read? Ty and Patrick read. Yvonne, you read from here to here, please.
I must remember to sign my daughter's permission slip tonight after dinner. She has to turn it in tomorrow.
And Heidi?
I must finish the monthly report before I get off work or risk coming into work early tomorrow.
Okay. Anything you don't understand, something that's not so clear. Okay, so he is thinking about his day today. It's a really busy day, as he said, and he is using some expressions here that we are going to talk about. Okay, so let's see. Talk about, okay, we need this picture, this page again. Just a moment. So I'm going to send it to you in the chat box again. Just a minute here. Okay, and I want you to take a look at it while we are asking this. So, talk about what Michael has to do and what he must do. So, tell me one thing that he has to do, Patrick.
He has to arrange a meeting between his department head and the CFO.
Arrange a meeting. He has to arrange a meeting. Okay. What else does he have to do? Sorry.
Run to the coffee shop.
To the copy shop to get some photocopies. Right. Does he have to do something else? Yvonne.
No.
No, he doesn't. And what must he do, Heidi?
He must get some coffee before the meeting.
Good. What else must he do, Tai?
He must remember to sign his daughter's permission slip.
To sign daughter's permission slip. What is a permission slip?
Is that a paper that her daughter have to hand in to the teachers?
Yes, very good. Because she wants to go on a trip, let's say. Okay, like when you went to school, didn't you have to have a permission slip from your mom or dad? Like if I, yeah, so this piece of, it's a slip. A slip is a piece of paper, okay? Where it says, I allow my daughter, Tai, to go on this school trip on December 3rd of 2024 at 8 a.m. and return at 9 p.m. And they have to sign it. That's a permission slip. Very good. And what else must he do? Patrick?
He must finish the monthly report.
Very good. Monthly report. Super. So these are things that he has to do and that he must do. Okay. Now let's look at decide a practice. Another practice says decide which one should be used for each sentence. Must or have to. Change the form of have to if necessary. So if you need, if you have he, she, it, how will have to become? It will become has to. Right. All right. So look at this. Have to expresses general obligations, impersonal, not personal, something that is foreign for us. It's not something about our feelings. Must expresses a personal obligation, personal feelings, like I must go to work tomorrow. This is how I feel. I must do it. And before we do this, I want to let you know that both must and have to express necessity and obligation. They have a few differences when we use them. Okay. Now, similarities. They are similar when we express obligation or necessity. For example, I can say, I must finish the report by tomorrow, or I have to finish the report by tomorrow. They're both the same when they express necessity. When they express negativity, something that is not necessary or not allowed. For example, you must not go there. You don't have to go there. Differences. Differences when we're talking about obligation, but must often expresses something that we feel inside, something personal, okay? And it can reflect to how strong this feeling is. For example, I'm thinking and I'm saying, I must call my mom, okay? Because I feel that it's important to call my mom. It's urgent. Have to. I can say, I can use have to when I'm talking about an obligation that is not inside my house. It's external. What is external? Like taxes, for example. Taxes is not personal, it's something external. So I can say, I have to pay taxes. It's a legal requirement, not a personal choice, right? So a personal choice is mostly used with must, whereas have to is an obligation that I have, okay? And it's a requirement. Now, we can also say must can be used in many other ways and have to as well. I'm going to be very brief. I don't want to make you feel really let's say confused. So just try to remember that must is more personal, is more formal and immediate. Have to is used for obligations that I have in the outside world, and it's less formal. But both of them can express, both of them can express something personal or urgent, and have to is used more in casual speech to describe something external. Let me get that in the chat. So it's almost the same as what we have here on the activity. Okay. I wrote it in the chat box for you. So let's look at number one. Heidi, can you please tell me about number one?
They have to move out before noon tomorrow.
Right. So this is like what? A general obligation, right? It's something not personal. It's not their personal obligation. It's just a general one. And tie two.
Must finish all the food on the plate.
Right. So this is a personal one, right? So Sherry feels she must. Very good. Yvonne?
The city office must approve the housing plans before we can begin remodeling the house.
Okay, so is this like a personal, the city office? What is the city office?
And like part of government.
Right, it's part of the government. Okay, so this is like what? You said must. Do you think the government takes us seriously? Takes us personally?
No.
No. So they have to. The city office has to approve. It's an outdoor, it's an external kind of situation. So what do we say here?
I have to.
Has to. It has to. Right. Wonderful. Now let's continue. Patrick, same thing. Must, have to, or has to. Let's go.
I must go to bed early tonight, or I won't be able to wake up early tomorrow.
Super. Tie.
The plane has to make an emergency landing.
Has to make. Yeah, they have to do it. Okay, it's something. There's no other situation going on. I mean, that's the only solution. Excuse me. And Yvonne.
You have to write a thank you card and thank him for all his help.
You have you okay. A thank you card to thank him for all of his help. Is this a general expression or is it a personal one?
Personal.
Personal, casual. Right. So what will I say?
Must.
Must. Very good. Must write a thank you card. Good job. And Tai, is it your turn? I'm not sure.
Hey, the hotel said that we have to check out by 12 noon tomorrow.
Super. Heidi?
Mom have to remember to close the door or the mosquitoes will keep flying into the house.
Okay, so mom, your mom is your
Oh,
family.
mom has to.
Has to remember. Okay, yes. So what? What is this? It's like, what does it express? Look back here. Expresses general obligations, impersonal. Not personal. Something that is personal, personal feelings is must. So, what do I use here?
Must
Yes.
mom must.
Remember. Okay, so she must remember. Keep this in mind. Must is personal, but formal and immediate. Have to is something, some obligation that I have in the outside world. Like, People expect me, the government expects me to pay for the taxes. So I have to do it. Of course, I must do it. I will do it. But have to is used for that reason. I will send you more information in my message. And if we have time, we'll do an online activity. So, talk about the Brady's monthly budget. Tell me about the Brady's monthly budget, Patrick. Oh, did you talk about the first one, Patrick?
Yes.
Okay, no. Who didn't talk about a monthly budget? I think Ty. Ty, would you like to talk to me about these three things, please, from the Brady's budget?
Okay, the Brady's monthly budget. Rent is 25%, and groceries are 15%. Children's tuition is 15%.
Okay. And who did not speak?
Teacher, sorry, I don't have speak this
Okay.
part.
All right. So you tell me, Patrick.
Okay. The entertainment is for 15%. The saving is for 5%, and the transportation is for 25%.
Okay, so Yvonne, do you think the Brady's budget is ideal? Why or why not? What does ideal mean? What is ideal? Perfect.
Ideal.
So do you think it's perfect?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
Because he is he or she?
They,
Oh,
Brady's.
they. Because they even they pay, but they still save the money.
They have a lot of expenses, but they also save money. Very, very smart. Okay. And Heidi. If you were Brady, would you change or keep the budget and why?
I will change the budget. I want to change the budget that transportation because I think 25% is too high,
Too much.
too much.
And what would you do? Would you walk?
Take the bus or drive the car and drive my family together.
Okay, probably use other types of transportation. Okay. And maybe walk sometimes. Okay, I would change the budget for trans. Okay, you read it, please.
I would change the budget for transportation and probably use other types of transportation and maybe work sometimes.
Okay, super. Now, talk about what you must do and have to do at work or at home. Tai, what must you do at work? And what must you do at home?
I must drink some coffee at work.
Bring my own coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about home?
I must take a rest.
Take a rest. Okay. And Heidi, what must you do at work and what must you do at home?
I must It's lunch at work, and I must eat dinner at home.
Okay. Eat dinner. All right. Patrick, what about you? What must you do at work and what must you do at home?
I must send a receive email at work.
Send or receive. Wait a minute. Receive email. And at home?
I must wash dishes at home.
Very good. Okay. And what about Yvonne?
I must obey the rules at work. And
And
I
at
must clean my bedroom at home.
Very good. All right. What about have to? What do people expect you to do at work, Tai? Okay, you bring your own coffee, but what do you have to do? Like, what do people around you expect you to do?
I have to teach my student.
Teach my students. Very good. Yeah, that's why you're there, right? What about at home? What do they expect you to do at home?
Home. Yeah, I have to do some chores.
Do some chores. Super. Oops, not chores. Chores. All right. Okay. Can you see the difference now?
Yes.
Okay. Patrick, tell me what you have to do at work and what you have to do at home.
I have to.
Finish my work.
I have to bring my lunch box at work.
Bring a lunchbox. Okay. And what about at home? What do you
I have to feed my dog at home.
feed my dog? Okay. And who did not speak? Heidi, tell me, what do you have to do at work and you have to do at home?
Oh, I have to interview candidates at work.
Very good.
And I have to wash the dishes at home.
Okay, super. And Heidi, what do you have to do at work and you have to do at home?
Heidi just talk.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Who is it? Who has not?
Yvonne.
Yvonne, tell me.
I have to service at work.
Okay, I have to serve at work. Okay. And what about at home?
I have to do homework at home.
Homework. Okay. You have to serve people at work. Did you say service?
Service. Yes.
Serve people, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, Patrick, do you like what you have to do at work? Why or why not? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. I like to bring my own lunch box at work because it's more healthy and clean.
Very good, because it's healthier and cleaner for me. Right.
Yes.
Great. Very nice. And like, what must you do at home to ensure that your plans go smoothly, Tai?
I must take a rest first and then slow it down. that I can think clearly.
And then what?
And then that I can think
And then think
clear
about, and then think clearly about
about
what
my
I can
team.
do. What I can do. Okay. So I think you understand me, Ty. You're a teacher, right? Okay. So when I say I'm tired, nobody believes me. Nobody. They say, "Oh, you don't do anything. You're just talking." That's not fair. Is that fair? Come on,
Not fair.
seriously, not fair. So I say, okay, you come and do it for 5 or 6 hours, and then we'll have a conversation. You come and do it. But they don't dare. They don't dare do it. Okay. So, yeah, it is. It is. Only somebody who is in the same field will understand me. So I really appreciate it. Recapping the learning points, we talked about budgeting and expenses. And we talked about must and have to. Please read here, Heidi.
Budget, expenses, must have to, grocery, tuition, entertainment.
Okay, just a minute. And that was Heidi. And this is Patrick.
Insurance, mortgage, category, percentage, CFO, shelf financial officers.
Okay. And Yvonne?
Catalog furnishings with risk remodeling ideal insured.
And Sai, the first line, please.
Budget expenses must have to grocery tuition entertainment.
Super. Okay. So we have a few moments. Do you have any questions, first of all? Tell me if there's anything you want to ask, something that wasn't clear for you. Are we good? Okay. Let's go to this. Can you see my page?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So this has more than have to and must. It has don't have to and mustn't also. Choose the correct forms. Don't have to. Oh, we have them here. Don't worry. So let's start. Heidi, number one.
You don't have to apologize. It isn't necessary.
Patrick.
You mustn't tell the boss what happened, or he will fire you.
Ty.
I don't have to wear a tie. I do it because I like wearing ties.
Yvonne?
You mustn't smoke in here. Smoking is not allowed.
Heidi?
I mustn't be late. It's the most important meeting of the year.
Patrick.
You don't have to go now. You can stay a bit longer.
Sai?
Visitors to the zoo mustn't feed the animals.
Yvonne?
You don't have to drive so fast. We have a lot of time.
Heidi?
We don't have to cook more. There is enough food.
Patrick?
You mustn't put salt in her food. The doctor said she can't eat salt.
Let's see. Wow, I am so proud. Super job. I will send you this link and there are more pages. Okay, there are more pages. You can do more to just practice. It's called Test English and If you go to the search here, you can write anything, any grammar you want, and it brings out anything you want to practice. Okay. Check your message for this. Thank you so much for coming, you guys. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, teacher.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.